Every weekend is a treasure, but this one is especially so. As you may remember, the 2004 movie starring Nicolas Cage was set in Philadelphia and used some of our historical sites for major plot points. We're talking National Treasure, and today marks the start of National Treasure Weekend hosted by the Philadelphia Visitor Center. It includes a screening of both movies, a heist night competition from the folks who brought you National Treasure Hunt, and a live podcast recording. Things get started tonight at Carpenter's Hall and go through Saturday. We'll have all the details on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. Happy hunting. Since we started with history, let's keep going. AMP, the African American Museum in Philadelphia, is hosting the Association of African American Museums annual conference and celebrating with multiple events. Tonight, there's a ticketed white party celebrating the sounds of freedom at the Barnes Foundation. And on Friday at AMP, there's a free Jubilee celebration commemorating the museum's 50th anniversary. Happy birthday. The dress code is royal purple and both events start at 6. On Friday night in Delaware, Queen comes alive. The tribute band for the 70s hitmakers will perform at the Freeman Arts Pavilion in Selbyville. They're called Almost Queen, and while no one can replace the legendary Freddie Mercury, they've been paying homage to him for almost two decades. The show starts at 7:30.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Queen ruled the 70s. But this classic band also came up in that era. It's Rush, and now they're celebrating more than half a century as recording artists. That's why they're calling it the 50-something tour, and it's their first since the death of their longtime drummer Neil Peart. Rush is at the Xfinity Mobile Arena on Friday and Saturday. Both shows start at 7:30.
Cutting through the avenues, I'd always find my way to you beside the hook.
Folk meets classical with Gregory Alan Isakov. The Grammy-nominated artist is on tour in collaboration with regional symphonies to reframe his work for new audiences. He comes to the Man on Friday night performing his music with the Philly Pops. He'll take the stage at 8. Go as bare as you dare. That's the mantra for the annual Philly Naked Bike Ride on Saturday. Now in its 17th year, the moderate 12-mile ride usually produces some surprised reactions by people who are unfamiliar with the tradition.
Hanging from a pine tree by my knees, sunshine through the shade. Nobody knows what it's all about. It's too much, man. Let it all hang out.
If you're too shy to let it all hang out, head to the ride early for body painting. The location and start time will be released 24 hours beforehand, so look out for that. And if you do ride, have fun and be safe.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Philly puts the arts in arts and culture this weekend with two events that showcase the diversity of the city's creative spirit. The Urban Art Fest 52 takes place on the 200 block of South 52nd on Saturday. This is the Urban Art Gallery's way to make art more accessible to underserved communities. It goes from noon to 6. And at the Sculpture Courtyard in South Kensington, Art Under the Stars 4 showcases music, visual arts, and live performances to create an outdoor art salon. It's happening from 5 to 10 p.m. Women's tennis is coming to Philadelphia because everyone watches women's sports. The Philly Open is at the University of Pennsylvania's Hamlin Tennis Center. It's the first women's pro tourney in the city in 20 years. U.S. Open champ Sloane Stephens is among the players announced to compete. Sessions kick off Sunday, starting at 10 a.m.
Coming back like Return of the Jedi. Sucker MCs in the place that said I could only rock rhyme and only rock crowds, but never rock records. How you like me now?
It's time for Lady B's Basement Party. The longtime Philly radio personality and history maker, as the first female rapper to record a single on vinyl, hosts the annual event. This year's performers include Silk, Kwame, The Force MDs, and Kool Moe Dee. It's at the Dell on Sunday night, starting at 7. How you like me now? I hope you're enjoying things to do as much as I enjoy giving you the best of your weekend options. If you missed anything or want to hear more, including where the Philly Bookstore Crawl is happening, and really, that's all over the city, head to our website, whyy.org/things to do. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back here, same place, same time, next Thursday. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.
I'm from the old school. I used to see men die for less, but I'm not living that way. I let my mic do the talking and let the music play.